Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday, and that means we talk to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Trying to get out from behind the eight ball after a three-day weekend, if I'm honest with you. But doing okay with it today.
Today's your Monday.
Today is my Monday.
Yeah, today's my normal Monday. I usually have Mondays off, so Tuesday's always the... You know, the start of the week.
It's whatever the start of the week is, that ends up being. And then, not to go too far off topic, but you got a lot of work leading up to it and a lot of week after work afterwards to catch up on. So yeah, it's the way it goes.
It's the way it is.
It's life.
Aches and pains.
That's true. Which kind of segues nicely. Good job. Into our topic today. What am I going to do to segue over? And you took care of that for me.
You. Anytime.
Been hanging out with me for too long. Arthritis awareness in pets, because it's not just in humans, apparently. We have to be aware of that.
No, it's not. And I think the thing of it is that we all think about aches and pains as being sort of age-related, right? It's one of those things we think about, I'm getting older. And, of course, I think people in their 20s think like, ooh, I've got some aches and pains. And it's like, yeah, just wait till you're in your 30s, and then you wait till you're in your 40s, and wait till you're 50s. And my parents that are in their 80s said, oh, you just wait till you're in your 80s.
Right, right.
So we think of it as being, a little soreness here or there, maybe an occasional limp, but it's just part of the way it is.
Right.
But the thing that most people don't think about is that it affects dogs and cats of all ages. So it doesn't have to be. It's not an old age thing. It's not. Now, it certainly... It's more prevalent the older they get, just like it is in us, but it can happen in the young cats and dogs. So that's the first thing is, so what is arthritis? It's how do we define that? Technically, it's the inflammation and swelling of joints.
Okay.
So it's joint related. It's not a muscle thing. It's not a bone thing. Mm. It is just the joint capsule itself and the cartilage breaking down. And the question is why? Because there are a lot of things that can lead to that. They can damage their cartilage. They can have abnormal development. So there are some dogs and cats will have a joint that's not normal when they're born, and then that just gets worse early. So if they've got a defect in an elbow or a knee or a hip joint, the problem that they're really going to experience at a younger age is that joint's going to start to break down just because it's not fitting right. Mm. So it's kind of like having a tire in your car that's out of balance. You're going to have to replace that sucker sooner because it's not
right.
It's not wearing correctly. So the thing that we have to watch for is, the other signs and symptoms. So there's inflammation, but what does that really result in? And what that's going to result in is that's going to result in them potentially favoring a leg, and subtle signs sometimes, like they don't walk straight. Mm. Maybe they're walking a little bit to one side. Cats, a bit more challenging because they sort of saunter when they walk normally.
Right.
I always talk about it puts a bit more swagger or slink into their walk sometimes if they're painful. So they just, because they don't slow down. It's not like your dog may actually go from being really super active to like, nope, today I am going to forego the walk. Mm. Or when I get up, I'm going to really try. My Cavalier that's 13, she's got arthritis in her hips. But she's got hip dysplasia, so her hip joints aren't normal. So she's been dealing with this for quite a while. And as she's gotten older, she's slowing down.
Right.
And we see this, and we know it's partly because that's what's going on. Your cat slowing down, you don't always notice that because they spend about 19 to 20 hours a day sleeping anyway. So if you slow down much beyond that, you're a rock. So you kind of have to watch for it, For them, it's maybe not wanting to jump up as much, or if they are jumping up, they're missing. So, they used to always jump up on the counter or the chair or whatever, and now they're, face planting on the side of the cabinet, and they quit. Or they're going up the stairs, but instead of bolting up the stairs, they're kind of one step and pause and one step and pause. Dogs, you'll see some of those same things. Like, they won't jump up on things, but for them, you'll often see that they kind of maybe even pick up a leg, or they're slower in getting up. Slower and getting down, or if you do go in, like my Cavalier, I go in and wake her up, and she lays there and is like, "What?" Like, come on, it's time to go outside. She's like, I don't think so.
Don't make me.
So it takes a bit more encouragement. So we're talking about older age dogs, but you can see these signs in puppies and kittens too. And certainly for them, they're maybe not as playful. You know, right. You think about the last puppy I had, they were bouncy, playful, and they're all over the place. And I've got this new one, and he's so mellow. All right, well, is it really that he's mellow, or is there something wrong with the joint? So we've noticed some of these things. So what do we do? Mm. Well, the first thing is give us a call.
Right.
Get them in and have us check it out. Because there are things that we can do to treat the arthritis. There are things, if they're young, there are sometimes surgical corrections that can be done to help that joint just alleviate the problem altogether. If they're young, they also need to be, and there's not, let's say there's not a surgical correction. So what do we do about that? Well, so there are treatments to help prolong the function of that joint health. And the thing of it is that we want to get ahead of that before it starts to deteriorate. Because once you get to the point where the cartilage is just breaking down, you've got a joint that's destroyed. So we have to think of the joint as an organ, and I think this is the thing that most of us don't. It's a joint. It's just, you know, it's there. It functions, but technically it's an organ. Mm. It's got cartilage on both ends of the joint. It's got a joint capsule. There's nerve endings, blood vessels. It has all the makings of things like your liver.
Right.
You know, we think about our liver. It's an organ.
Sure. Right?
All your joints, and of course you've got a lot of those in your body. There are a lot of these, you know, bigger, smaller joints in your body. They're all individual organs, and so you can get inflammation. One. You can have things like polyarthritis, which is joint inflammation in multiple joints. Mm-hmm. So you can have a systemic joint problem. But things that we can use are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. With some of the immune-mediated diseases that go on with joints, we may actually have to go to steroids. We can also use other things like supplements, glucosamine, chondroitin, omega-3s, weight management. Weight management is crucial. And this is... I probably harp on this a bit to the point that some of my clients go, oh my God, I don't feel like I'm being fat shamed with my dog or my cat. But the reality of it is it's not, it is the most important because fat secretes pro-inflammatory mediators. So it's kind of like gas for the fire. And if you can put less of that gas, the fire's not as big.
That makes
so that's
sense.
That's the whole thing. You right. just have to decrease the amount of fat that's in there to decrease the mediators. Therefore, all you're dealing with is just the inflammation in that joint, not the inflammation in that joint on you know some sort of extra fuel. Exercise, keeping the muscle mass, and we always talk about you know motion is lotion. Motion of those joints keeps those joints lubricated. It keeps them happy. It
Wait
keeps
a
them
minute.
Healthy.
I'm jotting that down. Motion.
Motion. Is lotion.
Listen, at coming up at the whiteboard at the gym one day this week, I'm getting a huge thing out of that. Motion that, is lotion.
That could just go a lot saying. Of different ways.
Yeah. Just saying.
We're talking about joint motion.
We're talking about an exercise and that type of thing.
Right,
that's right.
Right. But it is. It's key. I mean, if you don't move, you're going to start to lose your muscles. And if you lose your muscles, you're going to start to destabilize those joints. And then the inflamed joints are going to be even more painful. So you've got to keep the muscle mass up. Alternative therapies. Now, that's kind of like my swimming pool right there. So acupuncture, spinal manipulation, the rehab exercises that we do. So those things are certainly much more therapeutic because we're now dealing with things that are decompensated and deteriorating. So we're trying to build things back up or at least maintain. So those are things. And then home modifications. This is one thing I think we all start to not think about because we just don't think about what else can I do. Non-skid surfaces. Oh, so if your dog's having a hard time getting up, and a lot of us have tile, hardwood, those surfaces are slippery. So you've got to make sure that their nails are trimmed. They may need supportive devices on their feet, such as booties. Certainly having a non-skid surface, so carpet runners, yoga mats. I don't know how to pitch Amazon, but Amazon sells yoga mats by like a 100-yard roll. So you can, and it's not terribly expensive. You can buy this 100 yards of yoga mat and cut them into pieces so you can have all this yoga mat all over. As opposed to paying, you know, I don't know, $20 for, you know, 6 feet of yoga mat, you can go pay, you know, $50 and get 100 yards of it. So, you know, do that, and that'll help keep them from sliding. It's certainly not the most decorative. They do roll up pretty easily. They do come in some fashionable colors.
There you go.
So,
choose accordingly.
Prevention tips, maintaining that weight. And when we're talking about weight, maintain it to the point that when you're walking your dog in the neighborhood, your neighbors are going, you know, you need to feed your dog more.
Yeah, okay.
Because if your neighbors are telling you that you need to feed your dog more, you're probably at the right weight for the dog. Because in our mind's eye, most of us think of our dog as being, you know, muscular and stout. That kind of tends to be fat. So we're not talking table muscle.
Okay.
We need to provide age-appropriate joint supplements. So the supportive diets, they do have some that have glucosamine in them. Certainly having other supplements, omega-3s are a big, huge thing. Keeping the pets active with regular, safe exercise, going to the dog park on a daily basis, or at least a couple times a week. Certainly getting them out in the backyard. And I'm not a big advocate of Frisbees. I know dogs love Frisbees. But the thing about Frisbees is that they like to jump up in the air, and then they don't always land the most graceful. So, yes, right. It's exercise, but it may be more joint traumatic than getting them in for the regular checkups. Letting us put a hand on them and say that, you know what, they're offloading this back leg. Or they're not, you know, they're kind of standing there with that right front leg just out off to the side a little bit. How long have they been doing that? So we can see some things, or certainly can feel things, and just consider early intervention. This is not an old age problem. This is an early problem. In cats, 80% of the cats by the age of 10 have arthritis. So and degenerative joint disease arthritis. So it was happening before that. That's not something like they woke up and they're 10 and they're going, holy cow, my hip joint hurts. No, this is something that's been going on for probably several years. Same thing with dogs. So we need to get ahead of it early. So, I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot to digest, a lot we've taken in. You know, the thing of it is that pay attention. If you see something off in them, give us a call. Because as an owner, you know what your cat or dog does. And if they're starting to do some things that just don't seem quite normal, that's the thing that makes you need to pick up the phone and give us a phone call.
Very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. What is that contact information, sir?
We can get in touch with us by calling 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good. Dr. Russ, appreciate the time, the insight, and the turn of phrase today.
Always my pleasure, Pete.
You bet. We'll do it again next Tuesday, all right?
Sounds great.
WLIP Morning Show, it's 728. Don't you know your